Hi, I'm Jamie Rickard.
And I'm Tracy Sullivan, and we're the Career Coaches of Fisher.
Yeah, so today we're talking about Career Fest, which is coming up on Thursday, March 21st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Fieldhouse. We're so excited to be actually in the Athletic Center. It's going to be a massive, amazing event. We have so many employers coming. And today we thought we should talk about...
Stop the excuses, get to Career Fest.
Exactly.
So why should you attend Career Fest, and what are some of the things that you say to yourself that prevent you or self-sabotage you from going to Career Fest?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about prep stuff today.
Yeah, yay. What are the excuses I hear about why people don't go to Career Fest? One, I'm not looking for an internship or a job right now.
Right, or yeah, I'm a first-year student. I'm going back to my summer job from high school this summer, which is, again, okay.
I have class.
Yep, hear that all the time.
I don't have time. There's no employers that I'm interested in, or I'll catch it next year. We're here to say that those are all lame excuses, and you should absolutely mark your calendars, stop by Career Fest. So when we say 11 to 2, that doesn't mean you have to be there the full time.
Nope. You can pop in anytime between those 3 hours and stop in, even if you just take a walk around and take a lap and see, is there anybody that I might be interested in talking to? I would highly recommend doing that, even if you're a little nervous. And we'll kind of walk through some of the ways to kind of ease those concerns today. But again, going back to the excuses, I think part of what we tell ourselves often, especially when we think about career, because it is stressful and it is something that maybe we don't want to face because we know it's a responsibility that we're ultimately going to have to do. But that taking that time, even if, like I said, if you're a first year student who thinks they're going back to their summer job, or maybe you're an upper class student who isn't sure you want to take on that internship, you know, just try to take yourself away from that for a second, because these connections that you make at the event don't have to be right away. They can come, you know, internship wise down the line. You can establish a connection for the future with the employers. You don't need to be in a situation where you need something right this minute. And I also would say the same thing for students, that if you're like, well, I already have something for the summer, you should still come.
Right. So I love that you said that about like the networking piece. I think it is scary. It is overwhelming. And you know, the best way to avoid those scary, overwhelming situations is not to put yourself in them.
Right.
I always say not making a decision is a decision of itself. So choosing not to go and put yourself in that situation is a choice. And when we think about networking, I always compare it to a 401k. It doesn't mean you have to be able to do something right now or be looking for something right now, but really it's putting money away to save for your future. And that's really what networking is. So showing up, even if you're not looking for a job, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, and saying to yourself, I'm going to talk to two employers and then I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then connect with them on LinkedIn, and maybe 4 years down the road, 5 years down the road, then that networking relationship comes into play.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole concept around networking can be scary. So one thing that I did want to talk about today is that the reps that are coming from these employers and from these companies and organizations, they are very nice people. I mean, usually they're sending the folks from their offices that are so kind, and they're trying to get to know you, and they're trying to see if, you know, they can meet with great talent that, again, might be suited for positions down the line, or again, even upcoming. And so I think the intimidation factor is more in our head than anything else, because again, everybody that's coming to this is so excited to meet with all of you students.
Yeah. And last year, I remember after the fair, so many recruiters were so excited at all the first year students that were
there
because they said it was nice just to be able to talk to them, be able to share like maybe what are future opportunities and start building that relationship.
Yeah. So even first year sophomore or juniors, this is not a full-time career fair. This is a for every type of opportunity event. So I have often heard over the course of my higher ed career that students will say, well, I don't need a full-time job right now. This is not a full-time job career fair. This is part there are some companies that are looking for full-time, but a lot of companies are looking for interns, they're looking for part-time volunteers. So it's not one of those situations where, oh, I have to be a senior and that's the only population that should be coming. Seniors obviously should come, but all students are invited to this event.
Speaking of the employers, who's going to be there, Jane?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. We have over 70 employers that are registered for the event. You can access the entire list of organizations right on Handshake. You could see the campus events with the career fair there and click join event.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I have my hand out.
Yes, yes.
What's Handshake and where do I find it?
So Handshake is located right on your launch page, and I've heard that some students don't know what their launch page is, mm-hmm. but it is one of our Fisher apps so that you can access it from the single sign-on. You wouldn't even have to log in. But again, this is super easy to access. Also, we have posters all over campus right mm-hmm. now with a QR code that you can take a quick picture. It'll take you right to the student registration page. You click join event and you can see, again, all the employers attending. Now, even if you don't pre-register, that doesn't mean you can't come. You can show up at any time, even if you don't pre-register. It's just nice for us to have an idea of how many students might be attending. And again, with the list of employers, it will tell you a company profile. It will tell you what they're looking for. It'll say full-time job, internship, part-time. It might even give some job titles, but even if they don't, it does not mean that they don't have positions potentially for you.
And in terms of like the types of employers coming, even though they might be a healthcare organization, that doesn't mean that they don't have openings in HR or accounting or other types of positions.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking, I think we have two construction companies, like massive construction companies. They're not looking for, you know, on-site construction workers. They're looking for office administrators. So mm-hmm. we're talking project management or again, business services within a construction company. So try not to, I guess, pigeonhole yourself in thinking, yeah. I can only do business or management work in a bank or, you know, in, you know, again, a traditional, I guess, business sense, because there are going to be so many different employers that can provide that.
Any new employers? Like, I know we're expanding from last year.
Yeah. So due to space limitations over the last, at least since we've been here 5 years, we've always been in Cleary, which has limited our ability to house more than 50 employers. And this year, we're so excited that we can accommodate up to 100 employers this year. So because of that, it's opened up a lot more industry opportunities for students, including banks and financial services. We have marketing and media companies coming. So we have WXXI, for example. We have Channel 8 coming. We have sports employers. We have the Buffalo Sabres, which is really exciting. And we also have nonprofit orgs, like I said, construction companies. Again, we wouldn't have had the capability to house this many, again, diverse employers. And we're so excited about that.
It is really exciting. And just hearing like about the different companies, the different industries. If anybody's been in a classroom presentation that I've given, I always say it's all about experience and exploring. So being able to just find out about different industries, look at opportunities that are available, that helps with your own career decision-making process. Not that you have to make one right now in this moment, but you're in the information gathering stage. Okay, so I'm a student. I pre-registered on Handshake. I'm going to show up. What do I do to be ready for the day of?
Yeah. I'm
so nervous.
No, that's a great question. So typically, I would recommend that you bring copies of your resume. I think based on the episode we did last year leading up to our Career Fest, we talked to Katie Cavallaro from Constellation mm-hmm. Brands. She said that they still love getting the paper resume. They like yeah. being able to look at it with you and talk to you and ask questions about your background. And again, they're not interviewing you. They're really just kind of getting to know who you are, what your major is, and maybe what you're looking for. If you can at least bring, you know, 5 to 10 copies would be my bet. I would lean on 10 because we have so many more employers this year.
Yeah.
But if you haven't gotten a resume review, you know, schedule an appointment with Career Services to talk through your resume, because that really is a way for you to feel more confident when you walk up to an employer's table. So that would be my first step is make sure you have your resume ready.
Just to kind of comment on the resume thing, you can also upload it to Handshake.
That's right.
And if you get the message that says it needs work, schedule an appointment, please
do it.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I would also recommend, And again, I don't want students not coming because they're not mm-hmm. dressed in a suit, but I do recommend that students try to leave the sweats at home for the career fest. If you have a nice pair of jeans on and a sweater, or, you know, you do end up wearing a suit, that obviously is preferable. If you're coming from another event and you want to show up, just again, please keep that in mind. Yeah. I'm not going to turn anyone away for their outfit, but I do think it's important that if you're trying to make a good impression on these organizations, that you at least put in a little extra effort.
Absolutely. Now, with that being said, let's say the day of, you didn't have your resume reviewed. Maybe you do, you know, you wore a t-shirt and jeans. Don't let that stop you from coming.
Exactly.
Don't let that be an excuse.
Right, right.
But because we still want to see you, it's still a good opportunity just to talk to people and walk around.
Exactly. And like I said, if you're feeling nervous, I think taking that lap can be so helpful mm-hmm. because, like I said, these employers are very friendly. They often have great giveaways, which I know is a really nice thing that students yeah. like, the t-shirts and the stress balls and all the different things that they have to offer. So the reason they do that is to try to make you feel more comfortable coming right. up to talk to them.
And Jamie and I will be at the table.
We will.
You can actually come up and just say, I'm really nervous. What should I do? And
exactly.
we can help walk you through that.
That's right.
And honestly, it's usually just making a move to go up to a table, introduce yourself, and ask a question. You know, mm-hmm. tell me a little bit about what you're looking for from applicants.
That's perfect.
And believe me, the recruiters, will take it from there.
They will. And that is almost like a modified elevator pitch in a way, mm-hmm. because if you say, hi, I'm Jamie, I'm a junior marketing major, I was looking at your organization, I'm curious what open positions you have. There you go. Mm-hmm. It could be as easy as that. And I think that does take the pressure then off of you, especially if you're nervous.
Yeah, definitely. So what are some other kind of questions or icebreakers students can say to start engaging in a conversation?
I mean, again, it goes back to if you can do some pre-research on some organizations before you go, I do recommend that just because you have a game plan. And having a game plan to know maybe at least, you know, five companies you might want to talk to, you can read their company bio. You could see some types of positions. If they're not specific, that is a great way to start the conversation. So you could say, I noticed that you have internship opportunities from your registration. Can you tell me a little bit about those internship roles? And if they don't have, if they're not explicit in your field, let's say they say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have marketing internships, at least not with my division. You could say, oh, do you happen to know somebody in the marketing office or marketing division of your company that I could be referred to? That's another way to continue the conversation with the organization without feeling like, you know, you have to awkwardly walk away from the
right,
table.
Right. And I think that by doing your research, you're also maximizing your own time there. So if you're saying, okay, my goal is I want to talk to these three employers, you kind of go in, you have the map, you go right to those tables instead of wandering around looking for them. You know exactly what you want to do. You're in. You have your conversations. Maybe you stop and talk to a couple other employers, but really you're getting exactly what you went there for.
Yep.
And, you know, I also think, like, you know, I'm a big list person. So in terms of that, like, rule of three, like, go in with the intention of I'm going to talk to at least three employers. Mm-hmm. And once you've done that, great. If you want to go, go. But maybe you want to stay and talk to three more employers.
And usually that is what happens.
Yes.
I've talked to several students over the last, you know, 5 years here who it surprises them who they end up meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's event, I remember a student came up to me as they were walking out and said, I just connected with an amazing company that I didn't even know, you know, about them. And I found out they have this incredible full-time opportunity and I'm going to meet with them next week. Like, you can actually be scheduled to interview sometimes with people, especially if you're really interested. And that's not to scare people into thinking you're going to be made to interview
right,
with a
right.
company. But I think for those that are in that active search, they're going to want to get to know you. And again,
yeah.
it's not a commitment. You don't have to say yes to everything, but you can certainly take advantage of that opportunity, especially if a company expresses that interest in you.
And having those conversations is really just about discovering options. Exactly. It's not about landing a job right then and there. The more conversations you have, you know, the more information you get, the wider your network gets, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the most important thing too is, you know, we've said these words, like it can be overwhelming, it can be scary, mm-hmm. it can be this, is you have to look about, you know, in order to grow, you have to step outside your comfort zone. So I definitely don't like talking to people, especially strangers. I don't like putting myself out there, but I do because that's the only way that you can get more comfortable doing it and just grow.
Exactly. And because we're there at the event, if you're feeling that stress or you're feeling that overwhelming sensation come over, just ask us, just say, okay, I need to practice maybe how I'm going to introduce myself.
Yeah.
And we can do that with you. I mean, clearly we could do that leading up to the event. You can always, you know, make an appointment to talk to us, but there are people there to support you if you're feeling like, oh gosh, I don't know what to do. But like I said, I guarantee you none of the folks that are coming representing their companies or organizations are trying to make you feel that way. They truly just want to get to know people and see if there might be a good fit between you and the opportunities that they have.
Right. And sometimes those opportunities aren't like for this summer.
Right.
They might be recruiting for next summer internship opportunities.
Yeah. And there's a term for that, and recruiters call it a pipeline or a talent pipeline. And so I bring that up because that instantaneous pressure that someone might feel of, oh gosh, I talked to this company and now they want me to meet with them and I don't know what I want yet. It isn't always like that. So it could be that, again, to your point about companies being really excited to meet with first-year students, well, even if they're not ready for something, they've now established that connection, they can follow up in the future. But I will say for a lot of industries, you know, particularly for healthcare or our pre-med or pre-health students, you know, hospitals and healthcare organizations will be there. They're looking for PCT positions or patient care tech roles that are part-time and they're really good practice for patient experience if you're, you know, thinking about med school or thinking about dental school or, again, any sort of pre-health profession in addition to nursing, right? So first-year and sophomore nursing students might benefit from talking to the hospitals about opportunities like that, not just our upperclassmen who might be ready for full-time nursing roles or full-time positions in hospitals, just like you would see with education. We have school districts coming too. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, well, I'm not an education major. Why should I go talk to that school district? Well, guess what? Maybe you want to have something to do between May and the end of June and help substitute teach at a school district and make some money. And you don't need to have the education degree to do that. You need to be working towards the bachelor's. So,
and you never know what you're going to find out you like
exactly.
and don't like
exactly.
unless you experience it.
That's right.
Once you have that conversation, once you chat with a recruiter, you know, if you can get a business card, if you can jot their name down, I don't even know if all places have business cards anymore. I know Constellation
had
the QR code, which I absolutely love.
Same.
But you want to make sure you connect with them on LinkedIn. So, and that is that's so simple. It's just pressing the connect button, but use the message and just say, you know, hi, Jamie. I really enjoyed chatting with you at the Career Fest at St. John Fisher University. That's it. I'd love to connect with you.
Exactly. And now you've got someone that you can touch base with potentially, and it could lead to additional networking opportunities and certainly maybe internship or full-time.
So anything else exciting about Career Fest that I should know about?
Yes, there is,
not
in
like
fact.
I don't work in career services.
So we are really excited for this. I know a lot of students have asked about professional headshots, and we are super pumped. We have contracted with a startup company called Lumatic, and they have a PopCam booth that they are going to be sending to Fisher for us to use for professional headshots for students. So we're so excited because in the past we had to do this sign up process, and now we actually get to have a booth available for you to touch screen, take your picture, and it will automatically customize a Fisher background, but then you can pick from 20 various backgrounds so that you can have a professional headshot for your LinkedIn, for your Handshake profile. Yeah, and I think we just said we're going to do it too. So we're really excited about that, and more information is going to be coming out. So we'll be sending out information about even creating your PopCam Lumatic account before you even get to the fest. So that when you get there, you scan your code, take your picture, choose the one that you like the best, and then it will be emailed directly to you so you can customize your background and be able to put it right up on your professional websites.
I'm actually really excited about this. So every single person that I have talked to or met with that I said you need to get a headshot,
the so common.
Sole reason just to come to the fair.
Yeah. I mean, talk to employers, please.
Well, obviously. But we're going to make you do that.
Yeah, but it's a very nice incentive. And again, I know how important it is for students to be able to present themselves professionally. And this has been a really, I think the industry at least is recognizing that need. And so I think these things are going to be much more accessible than they have been in the past. We're really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I should know?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
Just checking.
Yeah. So again, if you have any career fest questions, just please reach out to our office. We're happy to answer. It could be as simple as, hey, is the outfit I'm planning to wear okay?
Yes.
Or is this an okay elevator pitch? Or how do I introduce myself? We're happy to walk through that with you before the event even starts.
And there will be places, you know, to put your bag or your coat or, you know, things like that. So those are a lot of questions that pop up. But we hope to see all of you there.
Please.
This wraps up today's podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and connect with us on LinkedIn. We want to hear from you, ideas for future topics, questions, feedback. Email us at ccap@sjf.edu.
Thanks for listening. We are the Career Coaches of Fisher, here for your career.